So I just want to give a little overview in the etzem idea, sugya of Rubidisa Kaman, Rubidilasa Kaman. The Gemara wants to know, Minah Milzadam Rabbanazon Basaruba, Machagis Yushain, and why are we talking about this here? Rashi says, because we're coming off the previous Gemara. It says, how do we know Chazaka? So how do we know Rav also? The Ran says that we're coming off of Huna. Rav Huna needs Rav. Sorry to be aware why Rashi didn't say that. Akopanim, so the Gemara, maybe the Makar is Akhir Abim Lahatais. Ruba, that's an Isa Kaman. Going to Teskhan Isa Sanhedrin, Lechami Boilon. Means over there, it's more Pasha that you go Basar Rav. Ki kami boyalon ruba de lasa kamon. Ki gun katam ektana. The katam ektana is ruba de lasa kamon. Ruba de lasa kamon, how do we know go basa roif? So the one needs a separate makar. And the Gemara at the end, a different makar for ruba de lasa kamon. The Gemara asks a shayla at the end, the doma hecha de efsha, efsha, the lefsha, lefsha. Maybe those makars are only makar. But she's still talking b'dika. The shayla of the Gemara is very shtikal madna. What's this asking? Like efshar levurei? Like it's a zaytik adin. You know, you have to mivar. You don't mivar efshar. What's the yisoid of the shayla over here? Like you don't have a makar for hechad efshar. I'm not sure what the Gemara means to be shtelling over here. And then the Gemara says, "I'll bring a raya because Rav Meir has the schilak." Also Shver, Tosa says that Remeir, Tosa over here says that Remeir is only Chayish L'mutim D'Rabbanon. So obviously, Hechad L'Lai Efshar is different, because it's only Chayish D'Rabbanon, so they want to Mechayiv it, but L'Lai Efshar, but why do you want to, when you bring me, if you had a real Shaila here, what's that maybe with L'Lai Efshar, maybe with the Efshar, you shouldn't be Samech. So the chil between Lefsha and Lefsha and Deraisa, who says you have that a source to that in Remeir, who only said it on his Darbana level. Deragav, the Shidim Kubetz, Medaik, and Rashi, the Rashi holds not like Tesis, and the Rashi holds that Remeir is Chayish Mutim Deraisa, because Rashi is Mishane from the Loshan of the Gemara. It's Kishmakadiyak. Rashi says, Lermeir de Ozo Basaruba. The Gemara says, Lermeir de Chayish Lemuta. So Chayish Lemuta is the Darbana de Galoshan. He's Chayish Lemut. So Remeir is Chayish L'miuta. So Memela, since it's Chayish L'miuta, is that a Darbana? Is that a Makom Nefsher, etc.? Zokt Rashi Mishan of the whole Lashon of the Gemara. Le Remeir de Le Ozel Basaruba. Sounds like it's a Deraisa de Kesvara. Okay. But Al Kopanim, the Gemara has no Makar. The Gemara at the end seems to like kind of blibe with that, which is very unclear according to Tosfos. So Lemaisa, you have to be Boidik for the Yud Ches Treifos. To get to that part of the Gemara, like, well, what's going on? But Rashi does say at the end that, so what is the Makar b'makom de Efshar? So Rashi says either Salach Moshe Mesinai, or we could learn that from Acher Avim Lahatos, which kind of goes back to the whole Gemara. So all of a sudden now, at the end of the Gemara, there is no chil between Efshar and Lahatos, between Isa Kaman and Lasa Kaman. So, I don't know how much of this I'm going to answer, but this is just like, we'll see, maybe. Okay. So, Al-Kupanim, what would come out from this Gemara in Svara is that Ruba de Isa Kaman is a lot stronger than Ruba de Lesa Kaman. It means Ruba de Isa Kaman we knew, we have a Makar for, but even after we know Ruba de Isa Kaman, we still don't know anything about Ruba de Lesa Kaman. We have to figure out a Makar for it. And the Gemara doesn't even know a Makar from Makam de Efshar. It's still like going back and forth on that. Which would sound like there's no chilek, and it's Mavon Rashi, but by Ruba de Isa Kaman, there's no Efshar, Loy Efshar. Ruba de Isa Kaman, you're not Mechoy to be Choshesh, period. It doesn't sound like you have to be, yeah, it doesn't sound like there's a chilek Efshar, Loy Efshar. But Ruba de Isa Kaman, Rashi says a Beferish, that we can learn out. But the point is that there doesn't seem like there's a chilek. So, why, okay, so number one is, why is Isa Kaman, why not machoiv to be mavar or whatever? Why is it no chilk that Efshar and Lefshar be Ruba de Isa Kaman? But the Gemara seems to be pretty clear that it's a better chazaka. You also find that lechayra a better roif. You find that legabi the din of smoich mutu lechazaka the famous case of Slech Midul Chazak is in Kedushin by the case of Rav Metapchim B'Isa. They find an Isa, and a Katan is next to the Isa, and he's holding a piece of the Isa. So the Gemara is basically, however you say it, but the Gemara is basically saying Rav Tinoikis or Tmeim. Machlis Rishon exactly what the Rav is. But basically, if there's a Rav saying that the Katan that's Tame touched the Isa, and there's a Miat that maybe he didn't, or maybe he's not Tame. And plus you have the Cheskas Isa, which is Tar. So the Gemara says that according to a mayor, you could say Smich Mutul Chazaka. So you have the Miat that maybe the Tinik is not Tame, or maybe the Tinik didn't touch the Isa. Plus you have the Cheskas Tar of the Isa. So the Gemara says over there, Smich Mutul Chazaka Isra, the Rub of Rabbanon Mutuk Mandalesa Dami. So the Gemara is saying here, there's a machlokes that Remeir says that miut is command the isay, and that's why he's choshish for it. And the Rabbanon hold the Ruba command the lesser. And that Rashi says, a miut to command the lesser, the bottle lelegabe Ruba, the Rabbanon tamay the lechayshil miut. So it sounds like Remeir holds that the Chachamim L'taymayu are more here. Smurich miyutu l'chazaka, de'im metapach l'chazaka d'isa v'isaruba de metapach, de'le Remeir lo'i botol miyutu l'gamri, de'shamin alei d'chayish l'miyuta. That together Remeir's chayish l'miyuta is that it's not botol gamri, and the Rabbanon have the Rabbanon is hold that it's not botol gamri. The miut, and therefore there is batal legamri, and the mayor it's not batal legamri. Is the tzad miut, but the rishonim say exactly who says it right now. Shouldn't say it first, but the rishonim say that. Let's see what rishonim say first. It's Tosfos B'Chorus, other places, that the Remeir does not say smoke mutul chazaka by Ruba D'Isa Kamon, only by Ruba D'Lasa Kamon. By Ruba D'Isa Kamon, you don't say smoke mutul chazaka. It means even Remeir is masking that by Ruba D'Isa Kamon, the Miat is Kamon D'Lasa. So, there also you see, Tosfos B'Chorus Daf Yutes. So you see B'Ferish over there, that Isa Kamon is stronger. You know, even according to Remeir doesn't have a tzad miut that he's reckoning with in Ruba D'Isa Kamon. Ruba D'Isa Kamon, he has the miut that he goes with, and it would seem like that's what Rishonim are saying here. That whatever Remeir has, Rabban also have it to a degree, and that's why they bring a raya from that's the Shittim Kovetzis is Masbir, and so you're here according to Tosfos, where Tosfos himself says that. That chiluk that exists in Remeir has to exist in Ramban. Fine. So the shaila really that I had is that you find a few places that Ruba D'Lasa Kamon is better. You find in a few places that Ruba D'Lasa Kamon is stronger than Ruba D'Isa Kamon. You got them in the pashas of the sugya. We'd be not like that. So one raya, Reb Shimon shtells like this in the beginning of Shar Gimel, Shar Rav. Reb Shimon shtells a little bit on this. Reb Shimon has a diak in a Rambam. I'm not sure exactly what the diak is, but he has a diak in the Rambam. The soiva the ruba the lesser kamon mahani gam le gavi din in nefashis. It's our whole sugya really. You can use the ruba the lesser kamon for din in nefashis. Ruba the isa kamon loy mahani b'din in nefashis. So le gavi paskin din in nefashis. He has a Rambam that would be fung faker. That you can't go by ruba the isa kamon, but you could go by ruba the lesser kamon like our Gemara. So that would be that's interesting. There's a shmeitza. You brought this up to Shishu a little bit. There's a Shmaitz in Perek Bey, Shmaitz of Bey is Perek Tezvav. The Shmaitz over there says that he proves from our Gemara, the Gemara number Bey says, how do you know anyone's father ever? So you only know anyone is anyone's father, Ali Deiroiv. So let's say this person that were Machzik to be your father, and then someone he marries his sister. So now he has a mamzer. So the mamzer, that's a mamzer. That's as much of a mamzer we know. But really, it's only a mamzer apiroiv. So mamzer vadei lo mamzer sofik. So he says, you see from the Gemara, that mamzer, yidei roiv, is a mamzer vadei. But he brings another achronim that by Ruba del Isa Kamon, it would still be called Mamzer Safek. And it would be, even though, and Mamzer Safek is Mutter. He's trying to be Mazer. Why the Rambam? It's the very first Shmaitza, Shmaitza Aleph Perek Aleph also, he says like that. The Shmaitza Aleph Perek Aleph, he says that even the Rambam holds the Safek Duraisa is Lakula, so what's the Chiddush of Mamzer Vadev, La Mamzer Safek, the Mamzer Safek is Mutter. Anyway, Safek Duraisa is Mutter. So he says, it's talking about when you have a Ruba Deisa Kamon saying it's a Mamzer. So Al Safek Duraisa L'chumra, you would have been, Al Safek Duraisa L'chumra, the Roiv would have said that it's a Mamzer. But now the Yimim Mamzer Vadai, it's not called Mamzer Vadai. So it's Mutter, even though it's Ruba Deisa Kamon. But Ruba Deisa Kamon, Zakter, no, that's Taka Mamzer, that's Taka Aser. So he's Mechalik between Ruba Deisa Kamon is called Vadai, Ruba Deisa Kamon is not called Vadai. So Isa Kamon is making less Vadai than Ruben Lesa Kamon, which is making Vadai. So it's Sarach Beer from our whole Gemara. Our Gemara is Mavur, you go over Ruben Lesa Kamon to make a Mamzer, he proves that from our Gemara, but the whole Gemara was matched by the Ruben Lesa Kamon was better. So what's the Beer Adavar in that? And also, there's Rabbi Kiveger in Dr. Gimbal Ksuva, said Rabbi Kiveger, we've been going back and forth with the whole Zman. There's a chalak between two types of chazak, a chazak with a reisa, a chazak without a reisa. So Rabbi Kiveger is mechalak the same thing between Ruba Delesa Kamon and Ruba Deisa Kamon, Legabe Ruiv, Legabe Negin and Eid Echad. Says that Dafka Ba'ifin, so he wants to say that even though Eid Echad is not negative on negative roiv, that's only, it's not, he won't be emon keneged a ruba de lesa kamon. But keneged a ruba de isa kamon, an Eid Echad would be emon. So if you have a ruba de isa kamon, you have an Eid Echad saying like the miyat, you'd go to Eid Echad. But if you had Echad neged a ruba de lesa kamon, so then the Rebbe Kiveger says you would go with the ruba de lesa kamon. The Rebbe is stronger. So, Rebbe Kiveger says. So, what's the Biar Dover? There's also, there's an interesting, so there's, in the Chemda Shloima, he has letters back and forth with the Nesivis, Binigea, Tikkun Agunas, whatever. Anyway, so he brings here from the Nesivis, I think it's from the Nesivis, but I think in other places in the Nesivis, not so much like this. So, it's printed in this tshuva here. It's hard to follow who's saying what. That's the truth. But it's printed over here in Ibn Ezra Chav Dalet. Just Masber is what he says here first, and then, but I think it's the Nesivis. He asks Akasha that the Pnei Yeshua says that if Sekseik is Matam Roiv, so, is Sveksheka Mater Kenegan a Chazaka? Yes, Sveksheka Lakula and the Chazaka La Isser. So, can Sveksheka be Mater Negan a Chazaka? Like Taisa said by Sakin, you have Cheskas Isser, and you have multiple Sveksheka on the Sakin, that it's, so the Sveksheka would be Lakula, but the Chazaka is the Isser. So, would you be Mater? So, the Gemara is Mashma, you do, because Sakin is Roy, Babel Jay is Gufa saying Sveksheka. Right? It's Mater Negan a Cheskas Isser. So, Svekta Pnei Yeshua, that Sveksheka is Matam Roiv, you should say Smoich Mutu Lachazaka. The meat of the Sveksheka should go with the Chazaka, and according to the mayor, should say Smoich Mutu Lachazaka. So there, no, but since Taisa says that you don't say Smoich Mutu Lachazaka by Ruba de Isa Kamon, so Sveksheka, which type of Rav is it? Is Sveksheka Ruba de Lesa Kamon or Sveksheka Ruba de Isa Kamon? She says Sveksheka is Ruba de Isa Kamon. And since it's Ruba de Isa Kamon, so Memela, You don't say smoke me to the chazaka. This is the Nesivus' teretz to that kasha. Just Sveka is Ruba de Isa Kamon. I mean, what shaykh is to Ruba de Isa Kamon? What's the shaykh is to Ruba de Isa Kamon? What's he saying? L'chayra is Ruba de Lesa Kamon, if anything. It's like a lot of tzedadim, and you're clearing, so probably it's like the roiv. You know, it sounds like very Ruba de Lesa Kamon, Dick. So what's he saying? So he says that you saw it over here. He says a yisoid over here, that is a big yisoid in Rav, And it's really what I wanted to just bring out with this point. He says like this, is that you said it's take a chilak between Rubin de Lassakaman and Rubin de Isakaman. That in the Rubin de Lassakaman is a regular case where you have a suffix. Why you have a suffix? You're clearing the veld. Maybe there's a nekev, makom nekev. Maybe there's a nekev over here. You're clearing in the veld. Stam is like, maybe it's not the father, maybe it is the father. You have a suffix. You have an independent suffix, a standalone suffix. You don't know what it is. You don't know the status of it. And you're trying to use an outside roiv to machriya the suffix. So there's a karech of roiv, and we'll see exactly what that karech of roiv is. But there's a karech of roiv to tell me, outside the suffix, what do you go with? So there's roiv, there's miyat, there's different ways to machriya the suffix. So there's a karech of roiv to machriya the suffix, and maybe that's good, maybe it's not good, but that's the idea of Rubin de Lesa, come on. You have regular suffix, and you're trying to now machriya the suffix with a proof, just like Chazak is a proof. Different proofs are proofs in Sveikas, so one of the proofs is a Rubin de Lesa, come on. But Rubin de Isa, come on, the way his Lashon is that the roiv and the miyat are gufa the tzdodei asafik. The tzdodei asafik are boing tzach from the roiv and the miyat itself. That means is that the suffik is, let's say by Tisha Chanuyas, the suffik is, are you from the nine or are you from the one? So the whole suffik is, are you from the roiv or are you from the miyat? There's a roiv and a miyat here mixed up that producing this one piece. And you're buying your whole shaila from the roiv and the miyat. If there would be only one store here, you wouldn't have a suffik. If there would be one animal in the world, though, you would still have the same suffix. Does it have a nekiv or not? Is it a trefa? It's not because there's ksheris in the world and there's trefas in the world. Now I'm clearing, what's this story over here? Because there's mamzerim in the world and because there's not mamzerim in the world, I'm clearing, no. I want to know what you are. Is this your father? Not your father. It's not an independent suffix. And I'm using outside the raya about the suffix. But by Ruba de Isa Kaman, the whole suffix is the roiv and the meat are the tzadei ashayla. So, if you would only have, right, and the more you're magdil one side, the more you have a suffix over here. So, memela, the way that the Rubin de Isa Kaman is machriya the suffix is totally different than the way that a Rubin de Lesa Kaman answers the question. Rubin de Lesa Kaman is you have a suffix and you want to prove, answer your question. You have a question. Maybe it's not the father, okay? It's not the father, so prove to me that it's the father. Rubin de Lesa Kaman, it's a good proof. Fine. Over here, the shaila is, you have a suffix. But your suffix is, kufa, because there's a rive here, there's a miyat here, and I want to know which one produced this thing, the kol de parish, which one did this come from? So the psak of rive over there is saying, is that this type of suffix, the tzdodim, is not mechayiv you to clear for the miyat. It's like a lopsided suffix, not a 50-50 suffix. It's a suffix that the tzad heter is the rive. Let's say this Tisha Chanuyas shares. So the suffix is gufa, the roiv is good, the meat is bad. Oh, so when you have a suffix that the tzdodei ashayla gufa are 90% is good, one is bad. So it's a lopsided suffix, not a regular suffix. A suffix that roiv tzdodim are good, you're allowed to be mekel like the roiv. You're allowed to go with the roiv. So it's an entirely different type of roiv. It's not being machriya the suffix. It's saying this type of suffix. I'm machriya to be choishes for the tzad miyat in the suffix because the tzadi ashayla are gufa. There's a roiv and miyat building up the suffix. So zokter. That's why saksfeika is like a ruba de isa kaman. The idea of Rubin de Isa Kaman is it's a very shvach asafik. It's a very shvach asafik. The tzad that you're clearing for is the miyat. The tzad that I'm worried about is the miyat. I'm worried about the one store. But you have nine stores, not like that, which is buying your whole shayil. Your whole shayil is it from the nine or the one. A suffix that tells you, you have a piece of meat, you don't know if it came from nine. That's what your suffix is. You don't know if it came from nine or one. Roiv the tzdadim are that it came from the nine, then you're allowed to go with the roiv. You're not mechayiv to be choshesh for the meat bechlal. It's not a suffix we say on the air mechayiv to be choshesh. So the tzad suffix in the Kaman de Isa is Kaman de Lesa because in the Ruba de Isa Kaman, the tzad miyat in the suffix is Kaman de Lesa because on this type of suffix, the Torah didn't say to be choshish for the tzad. So there's no suffix here really to worry about. The whole thing is very shvach hasofek. There's no real tzad miyut. This tzad isra, you don't have to worry about it because it's only in the miyut of the sofek. So many of the sfek sfekas, like a ruba de isa, come on, it's the same thing. Roiv tzadim that I'm clearing about are good. Only the miyut tzadim that I'm worried about is bad. So azal lopsided sofek is the same lopsided sofek as ruba de isa kaman. So ruba de isa kaman is where the roiv is teaching up the sofek itself.
It's,
same thing. I don't know what the psak would be. It's only because if they all be saying one thing, I would go with the roiv. I'll pass him with the Sanhedrin. I wouldn't need roiv for that.
Before they came around, you didn't know the
psak. Huh? The point is in the psak. The point is, what's the psak of the Sanhedrin right now? The psak of the Sanhedrin, if it would be coming from all of them, I would know what to do. It's only because there's a choylik over here. So I don't have to be choylik for the tzad choylik here. So,
what?
What
are you saying?
There's no bir. There's not a bir b'chlal. Ruben Yisakaman has no sevara to it. There's no more likelihood mitzad this. No more sevara mitzad this piece of meat that it's from here or there. So, memela, it's all that. It's a suffix. It's a suffix. They don't have to be for the meat of it. It's a suffix, they don't have to be chosh for the meat of it. It's a new type of suffix that the Torah says. This type of suffix that the tzdodei, ha-shayla themselves, is built up. And komashu marbe b'soy charoiv is marbe z'shayla. The more stores there are, the more suffix you have. It's all boing from the roiv and the meat. That is the whole shayla. So memela, the Ruba d'Isa Kaman, in a way, is a much stronger psak, because the whole suffix is a shvach suffix to begin with. So all tzad meat that I've worried about is not such a good tzad miyut. And that's why he's saying very geschmack why sfek sfek is like Ruba de Isa Kaman, because the tzad that the tzad miyut of the sfek sfek, I don't have to worry about.
I'm saying the tzad miyut is getting smaller and smaller, doesn't that show that it is a sfar?
The fact that
the tzad miyut is getting smaller and smaller.
It's not a beer on anything. I'm not saying it's not a svar, I'm not saying it's not logical, but it's not a beer. It's telling me, it's a halacha, that in Tzveikas, you're not mechayv yuchayv for the tzad miyut. So there's no command the Isa on that, there's no remeir on that. That's the din of command the Isa, of Ruba the Isa Kaman. So, in Ruba the Lesa Kaman, Ruba the Lesa Kaman is not like that. Ruba de Lesa Kaman, you have a sophic that, for whatever reason, I have to dream up the possibility, maybe it's not the father, I don't know. You have to declare that, possibly. The idea is, it's not because there's a roiv and meat in the world, you have to declare it, even if there would be one animal in the world, you would have to declare it. So now, what's the Ruba de Lesa Kaman? Some Achronim want to ask a Shaila, like every Ruba de Lesa Kaman, every Ruba de Lesa Kaman, maybe it's just one big giant Ruba de Isa Kaman. Because Ruba de Lesa Kaman means there's a lot of animals in the world. Some are treif, some are kosher. And this is coming from one of them. So basically every roi famous anim treifus is really a giant Ruba de Isa Kaman and called from the whole world. But if that would be true, first of all, it would have to parish from somewhere. And let's say it was born exactly here and never left anywhere where it went. So it would be kavua. So that's not the pshat. The pshat is because, let's say you're on an island and this is the only animal on the island, so you know where it came from. It didn't come from anywhere. It's born here. That's it. It didn't come from the world. So it's not a pshat. It's not a shaila parsh or not, because Ruba de Isa Kaman is that the roiv and meat are what's creating the suffix. Over here, the suffix is betzem. Betzem, I have a suffix. I don't know what it is. The Ruba de Isa Kaman and the Ruba de Lesa Kaman, the way it paskins, is that the Lashon of Achrayim, the Lashon of Rabbi Kiveger himself, when he talks about Ruba de Isa, when he talks about Ruba de Lesa Kaman, he says, "V'zeh asfar yishlom agamkin le'inyan haroiv ulechalik b'inyan haroiv sheteva ha'olam kain k'mo roiv mitzuyin oroiv behemis ksheres." It's the roiv of Ruba de Lesa Kaman is the teva ha'olam is like that. There's a roiv mitzad the velt that it's like that. Chassam Sofer says the same thing. Chassam Sofer says, did anyone lemaisa go take a survey that today, that most of the babies that were born today are not tzrisim? Or maybe there's a radioactive attack somewhere that's maisa, there's going to be a big reisa that there's going to be a lot of tzrisim born. It doesn't make a difference. It's not about if there's roiv or not roiv, be'etzem, today. You don't have to count. It's that the teva oilam is such that roiv, in the history of the world, roiv people are not srisim. Roiv people are not islandists. Roiv katanim are not srisim. Roiv katanim are not islandists. So the teva oilam is like, it's the same. It's kachi minog oilam. Roiv mitzrin etzal shchitosh. Mumchim is the same thing, is that people don't have an azas panim to get involved in something that they don't have any clue about. There's a reason for that. So the svara of the roiv is that the same reason why the roiv of the world is that way, that's mechai for you to be that way. And I'm proving from the roiv that if there's a roiv like that, so mistama is a higher percentage that coming from the outside that you're like that. If the rave of the world is that most behemoths are not treifus, is because vice says that's the way that the Borelim created the world, and rave tinoikis are not tzrisim because that's the way Borelim created the teva in the world, and that's the teva of the bria be'etzim, that's minhagos ha'olam. So mamela, the same reason that's minhagos wherever, in Alaska, it's the Teva Olam right here also. Even though the animal didn't come from Alaska, it doesn't make a difference. The point is that the Teva Olam is Mechayev, that over here, this is that way. So Memela, here you have Achra on your Shaila. The Tzdodim are not building up from the Raven and the Mid. You have a subject by itself, and you're Machriya from the outside. So now, Yesh Lechalek, between the Inyanim, between Ruba Disakam and Ruba Disakam. In the etzem hachra of the Suffolk, Ruben de Lesakaman is better. Because Ruben de Lesakaman has a svara to it. You want to say it's a birr. Abu Chana says a lashon like that, maybe it's a birr. But there's a svara to it, be'etzem. Because the same reason, if the roiv of the world is that way, there's a reason why the roiv of the world is that way. If the roiv of the world, the same achayev that makes that the roiv of the world is that way, is a reason for us to assume that you're that way. So Mamela, there's a svara to the Ruba de Lesakaman. Ruba de Lesakaman, there's no svara to it. Meaning there's nothing be'etzem that makes us know that this is that way. So Tzahanog, you're allowed to go with it. Say it like that. But it's a weaker, in the etzem psak of it, could be it's weaker. But because the suffix itself is a lopsided suffix, so the whole tzad miyat is shachar. Because the tzad miyat, in what I'm clearing about, what I'm clearing is a much weaker tzad. Because the whole suffix, I'm only clearing about a very miyatik tzad that the terrorists have not to worry about. So when it comes, so let's go through the inyanim one by one and see if it makes sense. When it comes to smich miyut al-chazaka, so if we're saying that a miyat tzadim, you're not mechuyev to be choshes, it's not a suffix hashokol. So it's not a suffix hashokol. The miyat, even her mayor's masculine, the miyat is command the lesser. There's no miyat you have to worry about. So there's no smich miyat al chazaka on that. When it comes to Ruben de Lesa, come on. See, you have two tzdodim. You want machriya with this svar of Ruben de Lesa, come on. Mayor's? But it's very possible it's from the miyat. So when I started, I had to be choshes for both tzdodim. You're telling me now you have a raya, so I want to be choshes for the tzad, not like the raya. That's why. When it comes to that, you're talking about the tzad miyut, so the tzad miyut is weaker. But when you want to know, let's say mamzer vada, mamzer safik, so lemaisa by Ruba d'Issa Kaman, you have two tzadim. It's just the tzad miyut is usually something that we're not mechuyev to be choshes for. But if by mamzer we're saying that let's say the other way, you have a roiv that it's a mamzer, right? You have a roiv that. You have heard that it's wrong, but it doesn't make a difference. The point is that there is two tzadim. It's just that normally the tzad miyat is I'm not mechuyev to, but it's not vaday. You never really were machriya or your shayla. You just said this type of suffix. The Torah says don't worry about it. Okay, but by mamzer it's saying that mamzer suffix has a different status. So every suffix is like that. Even a suffix that's lopsided, it doesn't make a difference. But Masha Inkain, if you have the Chacha of Ruben de Lesa, come on, it's Vaday already, because Ruben de Lesa, come on, is a real Chacha. It's a real Raya, so Mamela, it's called Vaday.
I guess I'm trying to remember, why is it better? Why does he say that Ruben de Lesa, come on, or Roy is better than Chazaka? Roy being Masber, Chazaka should be stacker. It's clear from Bureau, it's clear from the
I'm saying Ruben de Lesa Kaman is also like that, basically, kind of.
I understand, but I'm saying it's
so that's where a man's going, is Ruben de Lesa Kaman. You don't go where he's going.
This says that Roiv is You say we're all over shas, right? Hokum l'mafar. We don't say the chazaka. Right, is it better than
Chazaka?
I'm asking.
So what's wrong? Ruva Lasakamon is a good beer. By the way, everyone, it seems like. No, I don't want to say anything. Okay. Now Lagabe. Same thing. Lagabe Dina Nefashis. That Rav Shimon says. You're allowed to use the haichacha by din nefashos ruvi de lasa kaman. It's a good haichacha, but you have a haichacha on your shayla. You have a raya, so you're allowed a raya. You go by din nefashos. But if you want to just go with ruvi de isa kaman, you want to say the tzad miyat anach chayshus for by nefashos. You have to be chayshus for every tzad, even if it's a possibility. Usually the tzad miyat in a shayla, I don't have to be chayshus for over here by nefashos. You have to be chayshus even for the tzad miyat. You never machriya. You never had a raya to the roiv. So memela you still have to be chayshus for by nefashos. But if you have a raya, you have a raya. So Dr. Bikivagar, Lagabe Eidachad, so he says that if the Eidachad, the whole idea is that Ruba the Isa Kaman says that the Tzadmiyat, I'm not Mukhir Tub Khashish. But if the Eidachad is telling you that like the Tzadmiyat, so that bolsters the Tzadmiyat now, because it tells me that what's it? The Eidachad is telling me something about the Miyat. So the Rav is not Machriya against that. But if you have a Shaila, and you have Ruba the Lesa Kaman, you have a real Raya to the Tzad Rav, could be that Rav is better than the Raya of an Eidachad. The Raya of an Eidachad against the Raya of a Rav, could be the Raya of the Rav is better. But by Ruba the Isa Kaman, it was never a Raya of the Rav. It was just telling me that this Tzad Miyat and the Shaila is a lopsided Tzafik, and I'm going to be Choshish for that Tzad. But the Eidachad is telling you that Tzad. Can't ignore it. So once you can't ignore it anymore, you don't really have a Rav to Paskin. That's what Kivega said. What? They're using what? Yeah, because that's the other psak. That's Tamakasha on what he's saying. But I think that's because you have the Ruba Kakula after that. So the whole idea is because you have to chash all of a sudden, there's a miyat. The roiv of Sanhedrin has both dino, like Reb Chaim says. After you have the Isa come on, then it's mevatalit. You don't have that normally. You're not mevatal the chanus. So you don't have. They're passing like that. Maybe we wouldn't kill him without the second din, though. They're saying what the psak is. Maybe we still wouldn't kill him without the second slav. Right. So this is the side. This is the side of the Chemda Shloima, basically, and that would answer. That would answer this idea why we find that there's a chiluk. Now, there's an interesting machloikas between the Ran and the Ramban in Avodah Zarah. It's a little complicated case. We'll just say it as simple as possible. There's a shaila. You have a city. And you want to know if you find in that city, are the Ovid of Avodah Zarah, is what you find in that city of Avodah Zarah or not? Basically. So, are you mechuyev to be choshesh to other cities? So the Ramban says that if there's, in the vicinity over there, there's a miyat cities that do Avodah Zarah, the city of Ramey or whatever, they did Avodah Zarah, one city they do, and most of the cities they don't. So the Ramban says, that Memela and the Gemara, that according to a mayor, that's Chayish L'miyuta. So since a mayor is Chayish L'miyuta, so you have to be Chayish for the Tzad Miyut, and you have to assume that maybe this city that you're paskining about is like the Miyut, that it's over the Avodah Zarah. And the Ran says, no, but this is a Ruba D'Isa Kaman. And by Ruba D'Isa Kaman, even a mayor agrees that the Miyut is Kaman D'Lessa. And since it's a Ruba Disakam, because you have cities in front of you that do Avodah Zarah, you have cities in front of you that don't do Avodah Zarah, there's more cities that don't do Avodah Zarah, so therefore the Ruv is Ruv the Isa Kaman. Since the Ruv is Isa Kaman, so Mela Ramir is not Choshesh for the Miyat by Isa Kaman. So this is a very fascinating machlokes between the Ran and the Ramban. Is this called Isa Kaman or is this called Lesa Kaman? Gufa, what is it? So what's the makom for this machlokes? Right? You have a city, you have over there, you have other city, you have 10 other cities. 9 of them don't do Avodah Zarah, 1 does. So is a Meir Choshesh? So the Ran says it's Isakamon. So what's the Shaila? So over here you have a mamash, a very interesting case. Because you have, it's a Ruba de Isakamon. The Roiv is Isakamon. But the Suffolk has nothing to do with the Roiv. Because it's not a called a parish. It's not like this city came out of those cities. So the Suffolk is a standalone Suffolk. So here you have where the Suffolk is not an Isa Kamandika Suffolk, but the Roiv that you're trying to use is a Ruba de Isa Kamandika Roiv. So it's a different type of case. So the Ran says, since the Roiv is Isa Kamon, the Roiv in the Miyat is Isa Kamon, the city's here one way, so the Roiv in Mevatel the Miyat. And that's it. The Roiv is Mevatel the Miyat, because that's the Koyach of Roiv. The Ramban argues, and the Ramban says, no, but over here it's like Lesa Kamon. Over here it's like Lesa Kamon, because it didn't come from the city. That means that the Ramban is saying that in order to have the Maila of Ruba de Isa Kamon, it has to be like we're saying. It has to be that the Suffolk is coming from the Roiv and the Miyat. When the Suffolk is coming from the Roiv and the Miyat, that's why it's Kaman Delesa. It's Kaman Delesa because the Suffolk is, are you from the nine or you're from the one? And Mamela, if you're from the one, you're only from the one, so it's a lopsided Suffolk. I'm not Mukhayv to be Chayish for the Tzad Miyat. Over here, you have a standalone Suffolk. You want to use a Kayach of Roiv. That Roiv that you're using, it's not better than a Ruba the Lesa Kamon at best. So there's no Mila to using that Roiv. It doesn't have the Mila of Isa Kamon. So even Rameh would be Choshish in such a case. So that's a case where you have, it's a Ruba de Isa Kamon, but the Suffolk is a Suffolk of Lesa Kamon. And the Ramban says it therefore doesn't have the Mila of Isa Kamon. It's more like Lesa Kamon, if anything. And the Ramban, and the Ran says, no, even Bechia Gavna, you could be Mevatel, the Tzadmiyot, with the Hachra of the Roiv. So you see from the Ran, that our Svar is not so Muchach. You see from the Ran, that when there's a Koyach of Roiv, independently, Ruba de Isa Kamon, he has a way to paskin the Shaila with the Ruba de Isa Kamon, even when it's not Mitzad Tzadei HaSafik. So from him you would be mashma that there's a mila to the roi being without the tzad safik, even by itself. So if you say it like that, could be that's what Rashi is saying at the end. And Rashi holds like that Ran. So Rashi at the end says we could learn from Ruba de Isa Kamon that there's no reason to be choshish for the tzad miyat. So the Gemara's kshayla was efsher lay efsher. So he says you see from Isa Kamon that you're not mechayv to be choshish for the tzad miyat. At all, it's mevatal tzad miyat, even makom de'efsher. So memela, it could be from there you could learn that to Ruba de Lesa Kamon also. If Rashi goes like the Ran, then what? Lesa
Kamon also have that sort of like
pitfall. Well, that's going to be the machlokes Rameir and the Chacham. The what? Right, but yeah. Yeah, the Chachamim, right. I'm saying we're going to prove that the Chachamim have that from Isa Kamon. The way we're saying is no Shaykhis one to the other. I'm saying, from the Ran, you see that maybe there is a Makam to compare the two. So maybe that has something that could be a Yishuv Rashi also. Okay. Yeah. So,